You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, April 26, 2024. This is Grandpa Dan streaming RadioAlbion.com, wrapping up the work week. And yes, we're continuing on with my attempt to bring back humorous funny Fridays, as I like to call them. Before we kick it off, as always, I'd like to remind you, we have our Sven Longshank support links here on the Daily Nationalist page. I will continue to encourage you to drop him an email. I really recommend the email service. A few bucks in his gifts and go, whatever, perhaps a postcard in the snail mail. And we're going to keep on keeping on and supporting Sven all the way through this until he gets released. And we get to visit with him. Once again, looking forward very much to speaking with Sven. Well, like I say, I am continuing. I'm just bound and determined to bring back a lighthearted end to the week, as Sven always intended for the Friday Daily Nationalist show to be. I'm going to hit several, just kind of going to hit a kind of another weekly roundup show. I'm going to have several articles I reference to. I'm probably not going to link them up because I'm just going to read a paragraph or two. And a lot of this stuff, I'm not even going to directly quote the articles, and it just get too cluttered. And I don't think y'all care anyway. We're just going to, as long as we just have some fun discussing the material at hand. As you're all aware, the United States has been referred to as the empire of lies. And that is such a, you know, that is such a accurate, you know, that the arrow just absolutely hits the bullseye. And it absolutely hits the mark. And when you have this many lies carried on for so long, inevitably the contradictions start piling up one on the other. And on top of that, the U.S. itself, it's just become such a, you know, the government itself has become just such an absurd caricature that it really has to just, you know, from people on the outside, from foreign people on the outside, foreign countries and leaders and diplomats, it really just, they have to like sit around, you know. I bet like when Lavrov meets with like his Chinese counterpart or something behind closed doors, you know, they sit around and laugh about these U.S. people that they have to meet with and how ridiculous they all are. Right now, Blinken is over in China. I saw this morning, and Blinken is over in China, and he's threatening China. You know, you go over to the country, at least wait till you get home. He goes over to the country, meets with them behind closed door, no doubt, you know, is kissing their ass and trying to talk about, you know, oh, we just need to get along. We really don't want to have, you know. And then he goes immediately out, and he does a press conference. They were here a while back. You know, the Chinese complained about this. They said there's no point in talking to the U.S. because we sit down and we all come to agreement. And then you immediately go out and do a press conference and say the exact opposite of what we thought we just had an agreement on. But you know, Blinken goes over there and he's behind closed doors and he's kissing their ass. And they immediately comes out. He's doing this press conference and he's threatening China. It's like, well, if they don't go along with our demands about Russia and the Ukraine, then we're ready to drop the sanctions hammer on them. I mean, how the hell is that supposed to work? Imagine if you basically had one grocery store in your town and you think you're the big shot in your little town. They got one grocery store and you go in there one day and you're one of those customers that makes a fool of themselves. You know, you think the cashier is not kissing you. You're one of those people that takes that ridiculous thing about the customer's always right and thinks it's real. So that you read that as no matter how wrong you are, it means you're right. And they got to tell you you're right because by golly, I'm the customer and I'm king in my little town and at one grocery store in a little town. And you go in there and make a fool out of yourself. And they're like, sir, you're being an absolute fool. We're not going to accommodate you acting like a fool in here. You know, you just go on as whatever. So you make a big stink and you say, you know, by golly, I'm going to show them who's boss. I'm a big wheel in my little town. and you start threatening, you're like, I'm going to start boycotting the grocery store. U.S. going to be starving to death. How the hell is the U.S. making threats about sanctions? I mean, one thing, they made these sanction threats against Russia. They were just, that was part of the deindustrialize Europe to try to prop up the U.S. economy campaign. You can actually kind of read something into that. Now, we all know they thought it was going to cause like upheaval, internal strife in Russia, and Putin would somehow get cooed, and I don't know, some pro-Western figure would get in there. So that didn't happen. But you could say, well, yeah, but the whole part about deindustrializing Germany, etc., that part has actually kind of worked out. That's a whole different thing. You know, I mean, it's hurt the American economy directly, in the sense that, like, fertilizer, for instance, a lot of fertilizer has been shipped in from Russia. It's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons your food has gone up, because that fertilizer coming from Russia, all these sanctions. But it's a whole different thing entirely for this moron Blinken to go out there and start, like, talking in China. He ain't got enough diplomacy or tact about him to wait till he gets scurries back to Washington, D.C. And he's going to be talking about, oh, we're going to place sanctions on China. That's the one grocery store in town. How does that work? You're going to place sanctions on China and buy your shit from where? Now, simpletons will sit here and say, oh, it works out, because we'll just start making it here in America. But what are we talking about making? Oh, people say we got to, you know, Trump used to always say, we're going to bring, right now he don't say that stuff that much, I don't think, anymore. I don't know where they keep up with it. You know, Trump used to be all about, we're going to bring back American jobs because China stole our jobs, which they didn't. The U.S. government subsidized shipping them overseas, but that's a whole nother story. We're not going to get into that. We're going to bring back American jobs that we shipped out 30 years ago. We're going to bring this manufacturing back to America. Well, it all sounds good, but who's going to do it? You know, it's kind of like the whole Ukraine nonsense. You know, we're going to ship all this money to the Ukraine. Is the money going to pick up a weapon and go to the front lines? Who are you going to send? You ain't got no people. That's just more money to be laundered. Everybody lining their pockets, that's all that is. They act like, oh yeah, this, the money is going to march out there suddenly. We just need enough money. Like, you can buy people to go out there. You can buy no people. I mean, yeah, technically you could hire mercenaries, but at some point in time, it don't matter how much money you're offering. If it's a guaranteed death trap, dead men don't spend no dollars. Ain't got no people. Trump be talking about, we're going to bring this manufacturing back. Yeah, you can build a factory. After, I don't know, you spend 10 years, I guess, doing an environmental study and a community survey and make sure the contractors are properly diversified and women and meet all of the diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, requirements. You could build a building and you could build an assembly line. Where are the people? And we got this factory going. We're going to hire machinists. Nobody knows how to do that anymore. And the guys that did know are either really old or they're dead. You've lost that human capital. Now, when they moved all of the shipping to China, we sent people over to China because, you know, the corporations were going to use this to line their pockets. So they moved the shipping to China and then sent people to China to show them how to do it. Ain't going to work in reverse. Well, you can build a factory here and say, yeah, we're moving all that back here. And you're going to get what? Chinese to come here and show the Americans? The American diversity hires. Going to show them how to be machinists. No, they're going to do that. It's stupid. Where are you going to get the people? Knowledge. This is what, you know this is what human resources in the literal sense means. You get the knowledge. You can't even place a price on having people that know what the hell they're doing and know how to do things. And we've all said, you're going to just hire some guy off the street that doesn't know the first thing about doing the stuff and just put them in there. Just put them in there. That's how the old Soviet Union used to work, you know. They had like if you needed a job, you just went down to the government and they said, okay, today you're an oil field worker. And they go put you on a rig. You ain't never been on a rig in your life. You get killed. You got your hand cut off now because you're out there not knowing what the hell you're doing. You know, because the day before the government told you you're working in a bakery today. Then the next day you're an oil rig worker. You got to go on the oil rig. It's be like that. You just sit in people. You can grab people who have no clue what the hell is going on and put them out there doing this stuff. Speaking of the U.S. becoming a caricature and like this just like ridiculous thing on the world stage, there's this article. I'll read a little old deal from it. It was from RT, and the headline was U.S. denies submarine pact will trigger arms race. It says Bonnie Jenkins, the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security. The Secretary of State of Arms Control and International Security. I need a special title. When Sven gets out of jail, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to say, you know, I need some kind of title here. Doesn't have to be, you know, not like there's any money involved here, you know. It'd be like, Grandpa Dan should be promoted to, I don't know, the executive vice president in charge of something. Sound important. Bonnie Jenkins, the Undersecretary of State of Arms Control and International Security, appointed by the Biden administration, is just about what you would think. Attempted to dispel concerns about the trilateral AUKUS scheme voiced by some Pacific nations during a briefing on Tuesday. The question about a possible arms race came from a Cambodian journalist who said his nation, a close ally of China, was not happy about possible destabilization in the region. Jenkins responded that Washington wanted to assure other nations that the pact sealed in 2021 was not meant to, quote, to create any kind of arms races. Going on quoting her, Australia is not going to become a nuclear weapons state, and they're not going to be able to use the nuclear-powered submarines to develop a nuclear weapon either, because if they tried to do that, the whole submarine would not work anymore, she explained. I'm going to leave that at that. It's absurdity. Absurdity on the world stage. It's a caricature. We're going to provide, we're going to share this technology. So Australia is now, we're going to basically make sure they got nuclear-powered submarines. But this is not an arms races. Arms races. And besides, that ain't going to lead to them getting no nuclear weapon, because if they do that, the submarine ain't going to work no more. Don't you understand? Got to understand the technology. Now, if Bonnie Jenkins, the Undersecretary for Arms Control, the Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, is the standard bearer caricature for Team D, then Mitch McConnell has got to be the caricature standard bearer for Team R. You know, Mitch McConnell came out and mumbled. You saw that. I'm sure you did the story, you know, where he said, well, the only reason it took so long to pass these billions of dollars for the Ukraine is because Tucker Carlson. You see, the problem is Tucker Carlson. He's the reason it took us so long. Like, Tucker went in there and held him up. Like, they were trying to hold a meeting. And Tucker was like that old Ray Stevens song, The Street. They were trying to hold a hearing about freedom and democracy in the Ukraine. We're on the scene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, can you tell us what happens? You know?
You did.
Here we were talking about saving freedom and democracy. And here he come, out of the cheap seats. Streaking. Not a speck of clothes on him. Tucker Carlson in the buff. And he kept streaking through the hearings. We couldn't get it passed. Of course, I'm not going to talk about it. Of course, the reason is nobody wants any of this. It's becoming more and more apparent. No, this democracy thing really doesn't have anything to do with what the people want. Had a hard time passing it because nobody wants this. The economy sucks. We got all kinds of problems here at home. And they just keep shoving these things through anyway. Mitch McConnell up there babbling around, you know, Republicans always like to make fun. You ever notice that? Republicans like to make fun of Biden and how he's senile and babbles around. And they don't want to talk about Mitch McConnell because he just is senile. Both these guys need to be in home somewhere. And, you know, really, they both of them need to be in home. They don't know where they are. You also saw them videos, what was it, last year? And Mitch McConnell's standing there and the press ask him a question. He stops and is like, who are you people? You know, he's looking around, doesn't know where he is. And they all trying to pass that out. They all trying to pass that off. Oh, no, that's totally normal. It's totally normal. People do, well, people that old do that all the time. Yes. You know, if someone in your family is like at the stage of Mitch McConnell, you ain't going to let them drive, are you? You're going to say, Grandpa, you can't be driving no more. You're going to have to give us the keys. Grandpa, you can't be the Senate leader Republican anymore because you can't. It's too dangerous. People too dangerous to drive. People that are not competent enough to drive are somehow competent to lead TMR in the Senate. And this is totally normal. It's like I saw a story the other day, another one of those stories about, these young, healthy athletes, and they all have this weird heart problem now. And experts are studying, trying to find out why that is. I don't know. I could claim without evidence, but it would be a pretty educated guess of why that might be. Senile old people. You know, senile ass old people that shouldn't have a driver's license, but somehow they have these leadership positions in our government. And this is all totally normal. Totally normal. Just like young athletic people dropping from heart problems. This is all normal. No, nothing to see here. Move right along. Nothing to see here. It's crazy. It's like the guy that does the guy looked into the whole documents thing on Biden. Remember that? And he basically came out and said, well, yeah, it was probably legal, but, you know, his mind is so far gone, he wouldn't be competent to stand trial. So we're just going to drop it. And that's normal. This is all very, very normal. Speaking of TMR, they're hard on the case. I saw a story this morning. And, TMR is moving forward. They're moving forward. Passing the bill. They're threatening to ban TikTok. TikTok. I still see retards on the internet arguing that this is, you know, government points. You have to wonder, you know, you have people that sit there and argue cut and paste points from the U.S. government on the internet. And, you know, people are going to sit there and say, that's a shill. There ain't no way somebody's that stupid. Yeah, they're still on it, you know, because they say that China, and I see people making these arguments, that China's stealing people's information. You know, I've said this before. It's such a stupid thing on his face. It shouldn't have to be even spoken out loud. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it one more time. Let's just say that's true. I don't think it is true. But honestly, I don't give a shit if it is. You got two things. We know the U.S. government's spying on everybody. I mean, everybody. Heck, Team R and Team D just worked across the aisle once again to re-up the law to where they can do these searches. What you doing online? All that? No, the FISA thing. TMR been whining about they used the FISA court against Trump, and then they turn around and re-up the very FISA thing that they were whining about. Because, yeah, got to make sure the FBI has plenty of power. Let's say it's true. Let's say the Chinese. Let's say I got me a TikTok. I don't know social media. That's why I ain't got a dog on the hunt specifically, because I don't give a shit, because I ain't on no social media. But let's say I was. Let's say I was on the TikTok. You know, and I'm a TikTok influencer. And the CCP, the Chinese government, is sneaking around, getting Grandpa Dan's information. Not that there's really, I mean, what are they going to get? You know, what are they going to get? But somehow, I don't know, they got information. They never tell us, too. There's another thing worth pointing out. They say the Chinese are spying on Americans and getting their information. What the hell information are you going to get? From what I ever see, like 90% apparently what's on TikTok is some various version of women jumping around going, look at me, look at me. Now, they use all kinds of different pretexts, you know, but when you come down to it, it's some ridiculous form of, please look at me. Typical stuff. What the hell? What the hell is some bimbo saying, oh, it's so hot today. I'm shoving the camera into my tits. What kind of information she got that the Chinese care about? We go, look, we see what bra size she got. They're an argument inside the Chinese intelligence agency. Zhao Shangfeng and Fei Shishu. That just made that up because that's what it all sounds like to me. They're working in the Chinese Communist Party in the deep basement, the Chinese intelligence services. And there's this heated argument in the corner. And this one guy, he says, she is definitely an F cup. And the other guy's like, she's all the way to G. They're arguing how big her tits are. And so there's only one way to settle this. We're going to go in the back door of the Tiki Talk to get her information. Her bra size is in there in her profile somewhere. Probably she broadcast it at some point. But really, what information are they going to get? Now, we do know that the U.S. government works with Google. I saw a story here recently. They just admitting this shit now. It used to be big news. Like when Edward Snowden had to run off and leave the country and go to Russia. It was big news. They were doing all this stuff. And now it just floats by in the news. And people just shrug. They openly admitting Microsoft has hardware backdoors. The Microsoft got backdoors. The government can come in there anytime. Apple backdoor. Android backdoor. They got me. Everybody know. You know, they know you. They can make one phone call, drop one email, and have your lifetime Google search history, whatever that's worth. But we know they do this. Now, you say you're going to give me a choice. The Chinese government is going to get my information again. I don't even know what that information is going to be, but the Chinese government going to spy on me. Or the U.S. government's going to spy on me. Which one of those two possibilities? Let's say they both spying on me at the same time. Which one of them two possibilities is more frightening to me? I can tell you the answer to that. I hope they do it. I hope they go on and ban the TikTok. I really do. Because you got all these boomers and older. You know, Mitch McConnell, he's way beyond boomerism. But you got all these boomers in the Congress and the Senate and the government. You boomer Republicans. And older. They have no concept of any of this stuff. You know, and it's funny because they all have like Twitter, you know, pages. I refuse to call it X. They all have a Twitter page, you know. Does anybody in the world think like Mitch McConnell sits down and goes, I'm fixing to tweet. I'm fixing to drop a tweet here. No, they all have social media. They ain't none of them. They got their interns doing that stuff. All of them. Team D, Team R, don't matter. Anyway, they have no concept. I really hope, because I saw a story this morning that says that the parent company of TikTok says they ain't going to sell it. They're trying to pass this law saying if you're going to operate in the U.S., you got to sell it. This is somehow, by the way, free market capitalism. Anyway. The parent company of TikTok said, we ain't going to do it. I hope everybody sticks to their guns. I do. I hope everybody involved sticks to their guns. Because these boomers and the government have no idea that they hold the weak hand. They think they hold the strong hand. You can tell by the dynamics. They have no clue. These people would never have any clue about anything they're doing. They got no clue that they have the weaker hand. They sitting there with a pair of twos and they like, man, I got this hand won. You know, with the flop, we get the turn. You got the flop. Some Texas Hold'em references. And right now, these boomers in the government are sitting here with a pair of twos, and they're going all in because they think they got the strong hand. They ain't got a clue. I'm hoping everybody sticks to their guns. I hope they pass this. I hope they ban the TikTok because it's going to just cause a meltdown. These boomers have no idea how pissed people get when they get banned off of social media. And it's one thing when one person here, one person there piecemeal getting banned because, you know, who are you going to blame? Some admin that you don't even know who it is. This will be everybody, millions of people at once, overnight. Flip the switch. Imagine this, banning everybody overnight, flipping the switch. And banning everybody, millions of people off of their TikTok. millions of normies, millions of outraged women because now they can't do some version of look at me. Overnight, they've been banned for no reason because of a bunch of boomers in the government said so. They don't know. They have no idea how pissed people are going to be. They think these Palestinian, pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protests are getting salty or getting a little spicy. They ain't seen nothing yet. You tell these skanks they can't bounce their titties on TikTok and see what happens. They're going to be a complete meltdown. And they're going to have, it ain't going to be some, you know, faceless admin that banned one person here or there. You're talking about banning everybody, and they're going to know who done it. Mitch McConnell going to be up there going, I had to shut down the TikTok because the Chinese were spying on Americans for our national security. And bitches on TikTok don't care about no national security. They want you to look at their bouncing boobs. Got to get their likes. Got to get their attention. I'm hoping they do it. I really am. I want to see what happens. I ain't got dog in the fire. I don't give a shit. I've been banned off everything, and I wouldn't have it any other way. If you unbanned me today and said you can go get on Twitter, what the hell else? I ain't going on none of that. I don't care nothing about it. I think it brings out the worst in people. I've come to that conclusion. Social media plays to your base desires. It's a trick. You got to say more and more, do more and more stuff. You got to bounce your titties more and more to get more likes. You know, it's like training a dog with treats. That's what social media does. It trains you with treats, and you got to say something and get the most likes. If you say this and nobody reposts it or relikes it, you ain't going to say that no more. If you say this other thing over here and you get lots of likes and reposts, well, that trains you. That's what people want to hear. And so you run around chasing what people want to hear versus what you want to say. That's a little deeper, a little deep for a Friday, but it's something to think about. I ain't got a dog in the hunt. So I'm just going to find it entertaining. I really am. This is how I'm hoping this plays out. I hope the government imposes what will amount to a mass ban on TikTok. Mass banning millions of American social media at once. And they're going to know who to blame. They could be... And they wonder, you know, they're probably confused because they probably thought when they, you know, went over there and flexed. It's like when Blinken, we opened the show talking about Blinken going over to China and trying to flex. Like, we're ready to impose sanctions on China. And China's sitting there like, okay, let's do this. You know? They probably confused, you know, these old people in the government. They probably confused. They probably expected TikTok to immediately fold. And what kind of threat is that anyway? You know, we're not going to allow you to do business in America unless you sell it to us. And it's like, well, if they sell it to you, then they're still not going to be doing business in America. How does that even work? You know, it's like if you had a little store, you know, and back in the days when the mob ran things, you know, and like you had a store, it's like if the mob came in your store and said, we're not allow you to do business in this neighborhood unless you sell your business to us. And you'd be like, well, if I sell my business to you, if I give my business away to you, I still ain't going to be doing business in the neighborhood. How is that work? You see? They probably all confused. They probably expected TikTok to immediately drop their pants and grovel and beg to sell them. They're probably confused. They're like, why aren't they doing it? We got the upper hand here. We're flexing on them. Who cares about this? If they want to go in here and do business and do their posts, their TikToks, by golly, they better listen to us because we tell them you can't do your TikToks in America no more, buddy. Listen here, Chang. You're not going to be able to do no TikToks in America unless you do what we say and sell this to this group. This group. Who's already just miraculously set up on the sidelines, ready to take over. They're probably confused why TikTok hadn't jumped up and said, yes, we'll definitely sell to you. Because these old people, they think they got the upper hand. I really do. I hope everybody sticks to their guns. I hope they pass a bill. I hope they set a date. I hope they ban TikTok. TikTok refuses to sell, refuses to just let them ban them. How's that going to work anyway? I guess they'll just have to ban the domain. In the U.S., I guess they could do that. People would just get VPNs and still be on TikTok, but it's whatever. How's that even supposed to work? They don't know. You say, how's a ban on TikTok going to work? Mitch McConnell?
Hey, well, we say so, so they can't operate here. We'll give them a license.
It's the internet.
We won't let people in America access it.
Okay, but what if they get a VPN and like they're from another country?
What a I was a VPN.
A VPN? Wait, what?
Very,
very pompous numbskull. No, I don't. They probably think it meant the same as VIP. Mitch McConnell would confuse that with VIP.
I'll tell you, I'm a VPN everywhere I go. Everybody knows who I am. I'm VPN.
I always sit in the VPN section. When I go to the theater, they give me the VPN section. I'm always in the VPN section. They don't know. They got no clue. Let's hope it happens. It's going to be funny. I'm going to see a massive. I would laugh if I ain't gonna lie. I'd laugh if I saw cities being burned down by skanks and halter tops mad because they can't post on TikTok anymore. I want to see it. Forget bra burning. Burn the city down because they can't post on TikTok. We'll wrap up on that. We'll wrap up on that note. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you had a chance to check out our content here on Radio Albion Monday through Friday. Not get a chance to download it, check it out. You're not going to want to miss it. It's all good stuff. You always know it's good stuff. I hope you have a weekend, great weekend. I hope to see you here next week. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.